Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And may I say, just a little bit of warmth this series. We've been talking with various components in our real estate world about how we're leveraging or we're utilizing measures of hope, building hope through real estate. And it's been a fantastic journey as we've been touching so many different elements of how realtors give back to their community in variable ways, and in how, even more specifically, those are leveraging or using real estate as efforts to make a difference in their community and, as we learned last weekend, communities abroad. So this weekend, though, I really am excited because I've got a great friend of mine. We're going to pull back the veil, dive into one of real estate's most critical elements and conversations, and that is the homeless efforts of our real estate community and what we are doing as realtors and what we are doing as members of our community to help alleviate those pressures and help, solve those needs, especially at this time. Prior to pulling back the curtain, I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nick Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. And friends, hang on. We're going to take a quick break, and then the rest of the show is with my good friend. This is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. I'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. We're, warming the place up a little bit as tempers are dropping. We're warming up with a little bit of efforts here as we dive into, building hope through real estate. And you know what? I'm honored to have a good friend of mine who's been doing this for quite a while. So it's always a pleasure to hear from Chris Krager of the Samaritan House. Chris, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Justin. Thanks for having me.
You are the executive director, correct? Formally?
Yep. Executive director.
Not just a handsome face. You actually.
Yeah. And so, I've been the executive director, Samaritan House, 20 and a half years.
Wow.
That's a run. I was a punk kid when they hired me, but
what were they thinking?
I know, right? I must have convinced somebody.
Yeah.
So it's really true. They say some jobs have like a 5-year learning curve.
Yeah.
Man, I'm still learning.
You're still
stuff.
Learning. Well, that's good.
I am really learning a lot every year.
Well, that's because there's probably an opportunity that comes across your desk often that's just thinking, well, this is a new one or this is a new story.
And it's true. Yeah, yeah. We help people and I always run into folks that I hear their story and something I've never run into before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wild. Because you're right. Because we're dealing with people.
People.
It's
yeah.
a people business. Real mm-hmm. estate is a people business. Surprise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the element of real estate though, that is actually one of the hardest.
Yeah, homelessness.
Yeah, because that's a problem. That's a real problem.
It's a real problem, and it makes perfect symmetrical sense when you're working with homeless people. The thing they need is a house.
Is a house. Yeah, yeah.
And so housing fixes homelessness.
Right.
So so that's why we're here today. It's perfect.
It might sound like simple science, however, like here's your formula: minus home plus home equals happiness. Except for it's not as simple. There's oftentimes a lot of issues or complications that result in or lead to homelessness, or even worse, keep people there.
Yes.
And that's why we have institutions like yours. And recently there was the grand opening just the other weekend of the Warming Center. There was representatives of your organization there. You know what? I love on all levels seeing people playing well together.
Absolutely.
And so therefore, when you've got multiple efforts wanting to help. The big umbrella term is homelessness. However, your efforts are more particular towards another person's or another element's efforts. And I love how when we all get together, we're really making a big difference.
Yeah, make a greater difference. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, so I'm going to borrow a phrase from my good friend Bob Helder, executive director of the Habitat for Humanity efforts.
There you go.
And he was on the show just a few weekends ago, and he likes to say or ask this question, what's good, better, or different? And different, I suppose. Chris, what's good, better, and different with the Samaritan House?
What's good, better, and different? Thanks, Bob, for that. I appreciate you, Bob, if you're listening. What's good, better, and different? Good at Samaritan House is we're dialing in. It's getting colder out at night, and so we're we're kind of ramping up our outreach efforts and prepping for wintertime and cold weather. And what's good at Samaritan House is we have the ability to help.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
We got some resources. We got some space available, and we have warm coats. Anybody needs a warm coat, swing on by.
Right, right.
What's better? What good, better, and
different?
Better at Samaritan House is our plans looking forward to the future.
We got
some growth plans coming up.
Oh, that's exciting.
And some space that we're looking to develop. And serve more people.
Mm-hmm.
And different, what's different at Samaritan House?
Let's use the word growth.
Growth.
What's growing?
We're in the process currently, smack dab in the middle of a zone change and conditional use permit process with the city. And that should come to finalization mid-December sometime-ish. And that will give us the ability to significantly flex and flow with our wintertime overflow and cold weather abilities.
All right, you piqued my interest because I just put my realtor hat back on. You know, you're talking about conditional use permits and zoning, rezoning, structuring, things like that, working with the city. This is where we get a little geeky. What is going on? What are we rezoning?
Well, okay, so the former U.S. Army Reserve Center property that Samaritan House has been occupying since 2006 is zone P1, which allows us to do everything we want to do except for the sleeping activities. So,
okay. All
so right. We're in
that's
the process.
Problematic.
Yeah, we're going to go B3, and that's going to let us hopefully be able to flow, overflow, flex and flow as cold weather demands hit. So it'll give us a huge ability to serve better.
Serve more need. Chris, I'm going to ask you a question. This is probably on a lot of people's minds. We've undoubtedly seen a population growth. Let's just go there. Let's just keep it vague. We've seen population growth in the last year and a half in the Flathead Valley. Has that had any kind of trickle effect or rollover effect into your institution, your efforts?
Yeah, I think it has.
Yeah, it's created some pressure there too.
I like to always say Samaritan House is as Flathead Valley goes.
Okay.
So we get a little microcosm of that as well down where we are. We do see a little bit of flex and flow with that. Some people coming in as the population of the Flathead has increased.
Mm-hmm.
So has demand on services. And
right.
I'm sure Tanya at the Warming Center would agree. And
yeah.
All the shelter services would agree. It's sort of also increased there as well.
Well, and Bob would even agree that, with the, let's just call it the change in average sale price or the increased pressure on maybe entry-level housing.
Yeah.
You're maybe applying a little bit of pressure on those who are one paycheck away from losing that home.
True.
And undoubtedly, I think you've shared with me in the past that one of the leading reasons why people enter into the Samaritan House is economic.
Yeah. Let's see. Last year, 42-43% of the people we served were newly homeless because of a financially unforeseen event.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot of times it's finances and monthly budget got spun out for some reason or another.
That's nearly half.
Yeah, almost half.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then the really interesting thing to me, maybe I geek out on it too much, but we frequently have served, say, a young family that has saved all their paychecks while they're staying with us, but just literally cannot find a place to rent.
Right, right.
The scarcity of housing.
Yeah, there's certainly a gap there. And
yeah.
Perhaps that will open up a new series on maybe, you know, innovative ways that we might be able to alleviate some of those pressures. There is a term that it gets thrown around in the media quite a bit. And we've discussed it earlier in the year called affordability in housing or housing affordability or affordable housing, just to call it short. more accurately, it's oftentimes described as workforce housing. However, there still is an affordability gap.
Yeah.
So there's a new floor to the value of home of housing in the Flathead Valley. And if that floor has moved at a pace that is different than wages or opportunities, then we've got an increase in that gap.
Yes.
And I imagine that if you draw a Venn diagram, that circle kind of swings wide into that area with your efforts.
Lots of overlap. And, you know, the thing is for me personally, I always try to internally challenge myself not to get desensitized to any of these terms.
Yeah.
Sometimes you hear them so much, but every scenario is actually a human, a neighbor that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as the Warming Center had brought together with their data, a lot of the need is actually those who've lived in this valley for a very long time.
Yes.
These are our friends and our neighbors.
Absolutely. The clients we serve, we collect the data. The average person we serve has lived in Flathead County for 5 years average. So there's ups and downs from there, but we're talking about local people who almost half the time ran into a financial thing that wasn't.
Right. And you know what? Let's be honest. I mean, look at the person in the mirror. How many times have you been really close to that scenario?
Damn.
Which should start to kind of check the heart and like, well, maybe I should help out.
Yeah.
And that leads me to my final question, Chris. How can we help?
Wow. It's a great time of year. I know just probably everybody listening. I love fall. Fall is the best,
you know,
and it's getting colder. You can wear a flannel shirt comfortably. You rake your leaves. You have all those fall traditions, you know.
Sure.
And it is also getting colder at night. So one easy way to help is we've, of course, ramped up our outreach efforts. If you see somebody that may be outside or cold or potentially without a place to be at night, just give us a call, and with a good location and description, we can send somebody to outreach.
Oh, nice.
Let's make sure everybody's in and gets in and is safe.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't cost you anything to do that. Just let's all pull together as neighbors and make sure everybody gets in and gets safe.
And what's that number, Chris?
257-5801. So at the Samaritan House, it's 406-257-5801.
The Samaritan House. We're talking with Chris Krager. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Hey, friends, it's been awesome. Chris, we're going to have you come back, talk about the success of the Samaritan House. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you be well out there. Be safe, be warm, be a good neighbor. And as always, Flathead,
welcome home.